excuse me.
Hello? Come in through the side door. Thank you.
My name is Jesse Limon Colunga, and I am the administrator here at the Austin Lodge 1735.
Yeah. Bye. That's the women of the Moose come in, see?
The Moose Lodge is a private fraternity in which it requires membership. I've been involved here since 2002, and I became the first governor in 2005 and immediately started bringing live music into this place. We do whatever it takes to make this place thrive, and people seem to support Tejano music, Conjunto music, so that's what we put on.
Soy sus mentores, su servidora. Un aplauso para todos los grupos que tocaron ahora.
We staged that Conjunto Festival with Frank Guaya and Piper Lemoyne, and since that time, we've had a tremendous response.
I'm Baldomero Alvarez Frank Guaya. It's a mouthful. And I am one half of the owners of Rancho Alegre Radio.
My name is Piper Lemoyne. I am part of Rancho Alegre Radio here in Austin.
Austin being the live music capital of the world, everything is pretty much represented. I mean, on a Friday and Saturday night, you can go and check out anything. What was lacking, in our opinion, was Conjunto.
The festival started out as one day, and then people started calling because they all started telling everybody, hey, there's something going on in Austin. And the next thing we know is turned into a three-day festival with over a dozen bands, and we were just really fortunate we got the response that we did.
The feeling of the Moose, it's a dance hall. It's the what it used to be, what this music used to be. A lot of the older musicians told me, this is like the old days. Back then, we call it the ballroom scene. And man, it was, oh my God, it was big. Back in the 70s and 80s, Conjunto music was everywhere in Austin, you know, in all parts. My parents would do this. They would start early at 7. The casino was closest. From then, they would drive 40 minutes to the Rockin' M. And then they would find out the Top Hat back in Austin was having a band. And they would hit all of them in one night. Porque se muere si no lo acaricias con tu dulce amor. Back in the day, Conjunto was known as cantina music, bar music. It was a low-class thing. Orquesta was the higher-class thing. Those were in the bigger venues. And the thing about the cantina label that really ticked me off was that my family came from migrant workers. We picked everything from oranges, cherries, cucumbers. Back in the day, Conjuntos were the only ones that were coming to the fields to play. And dances were, we moved furniture out from a house for one night, and everyone did it. And it was such a gathering. You didn't have to worry about someone walking off with your sofa or your, you know, belongings, because everyone wanted these dances to continue. It was really always a family thing. The only thing is, especially being shunned by Orquesta, which is now Tejano, and being shunned by the media, it evolves and it makes its home where it's allowed to. I was raised here in East Austin, and when Jesse informed me that he would be willing to host anything we wanted to do here, I jumped on it, because it's everyone's dream to bring stuff to their barrio, you know? And that's what I did. I mean, I lived a couple of streets down from this place.
What is your favorite Conjunto place? Well, right now it would have to be the Moose, because that's the only place there is. There's no other place. Where are you going to go? My name is Joel Guzman, and I play the accordion. You could literally put it anywhere. You could put it in a church. You could put it in the back lot of a Walmart. I mean, Conjunto is just one of those genres that no FM stations, no major distributors, No, no, none of that. It's supported by families, by generations of players, and on and on and on and on.
Like I said, come here on a Friday or Saturday night. I'll see the people here, listen to the music, and you'll see people from all walks of life. You know, this will get you ready for the next week, no matter how hard you've had it.